You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time to talk guide dog blogs and talk about the various characters that, well, we've all had. Joining me is blind rower Kate Lindgren. Now we will talk about your second guide dog, Cassie. So, you know, again, we'll start with the first introduction, the matching visit. You know, how was Cassie? What was your first impression?
Cassie was different in the sense that she was three quarters retriever, quarter lab, but she was very short coat, looked very much like, I would have said, a lab. To my mind, I was told that she was like champagne coloured, so very, very light, even though her Labrador daddy was a black dog. The first matching visit, I remember that one, because we walked around to the local streets and my instructor said, oh yes, do you think this is going to work? Very, very different in harness, very different indeed. And I thought, oh, this is very different. And I had a very long, serious conversation with my instructor because Cassie was much more sensitive. But my instructor said that if she built confidence in me, then it would work. And I thought, okay. So, yeah, I rang her up and said, I'll go for it. I'll give it a go.
And once you got to know her better and she got to know you better, did things improve?
Now, Cassie... Yeah, they always say there's one guide dog that is going to be the one, and that was Cassie, and that was and everybody says the same thing. I have never met a more intelligent dog, one that we always said she was a human in dog form. Cassie was the Bentley. So she was quick. She was as quick as Vanya, my first dog, but there was no strain through the harness at all. All of her power came through her legs. It was just a pure pleasure to work her. And similarly to Vanya, she would go everywhere I asked of her. Even within the first 6 weeks of getting her, we would go down to London on the train. And she would work through King's Cross Station, even though it had changed quite a lot and I was quite unfamiliar with it. Once she'd done it once or twice with the guidance of train staff, people were coming on the train and they would go, oh, I don't know where to go. And they would be following my guide dog that I'd had for 6 weeks. She was just amazing. Just a pure pleasure.
I love that kind of dog because at the moment, that's what my dog feels like. It's that kind of, he does everything so well. It's so natural. The train station, I've had my local train station. I've had times where my assistants didn't turn up. And I'm like, well, that's fine because my guide dog knows where they're going. They remember, they have very good recall. So they recall the routes that you show them and they can just do it like that.
Yes. And she, you know, she never argued, you know, that sensitivity that she had actually worked really well for her and for me. And she certainly, unlike my first dog, never scavenged. I mean, it was a pleasure because people would be with me and they'd go, oh my God, she just walked over that pile of chips. I was like, what pile of chips? You know, she would not scavenge at all, and she didn't like rolling in fox poo, which my other dogs have. So,
not the dreaded fox poo.
Thankfully, but she didn't do any of that. So it's like,
oh, that makes life easier. Thankfully, my dog has not discovered the joys of that. Otherwise, that would make things a lot worse.
It's not great. Her only downside quirk was she didn't like other dogs. She was definitely the matriarch of the house. But it was when we were out free running her, we used to do a lot of rambling. So there were no other dogs. But if we went where there were other dogs, we would always have to call her back and get her back on her lead before she got too close to other dogs.
Off the harness at home, you know, apart from not liking other dogs, what was her personality like off the harness as a kind of general character at home?
I should have learnt this from when I went guide dog training. In the hotel room, one morning. Well, first, actually, firstly, she didn't get fed twice a day. She only got fed in the evening. So when I got up one, the first morning, going, "Come on, come on, you've got to go out so I can go get showered, etc." She just laid on the bed looking at me as if to say, "What do you mean I've got to go out? It's 6 in the morning." And then one day I came, we came back after a training session. And I must have gone out of the room and come back. And I was looking for her around the room. I was looking everywhere. I was calling her. I was looking. She wasn't very food orientated, so that didn't help. I checked the bed, I checked everywhere. In the shower room, there was like a club chair in the room. So like an easy chair, which I'd got my spare clothes piled on top of. And there she was, sat on the top of the clothes on the chair, watching me scurry around the room looking for her, as if I was an idiot.
Hiding in plain sight.
And when we were at home, similarly, if she wanted someone to move off the sofa, because I do allow my dogs on the sofas. If she wanted someone, even the other dog, so if it's okay, so if it was a person, she'd get them to think she wanted to go out. So she, and then of course they get up and then she'd get on the sofa. If it was, if you say, if it, for instance, it was Vanya, she would stand in front of her, or she'd go and get a toy out of the toy box and pretend to play with it. So the other dog thought, oh, playtime. They'd get off the sofa, she'd hop on the sofa.
Almost too intelligent sometimes. Sneaky. Ah.
Yes.
Well,
Oh.
definitely quite a character, Ian Cassie. That's really interesting. I really, yeah, that's a very clever dog. I think it shows again how different the guide dogs can be from each other and how much the personalities differ. So, no, that's definitely really interesting. Thank you very much, Kate, for telling me about Cassie, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.